Hlas svobodného Československa, Rádio Svobodná Evropa.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to episode 400 of the Radio Thrift Shop. We just heard a group of interval signals from a shortwave radio right there, including Radio Andorra, Radio Belgrade, Radio Free Europe, the Netherlands World Service, Radio Norway, and Swiss Radio International. So Radio Thrift Shop has been on WSCS since the year 2011. I've actually been a DJ here since 1999, and my previous show was called Seldom Heard Radio, Music and Culture in the Spirit of Free Radio. But I became interested in thrift shop music, meaning, you know, kind of cast-offs and old scratchy records from the 50s and 60s and 70s that you'd find in thrift shops, just kind of abandoned, sitting there. You had no clue what they were, you know, like Herb Albert or someone like that, Barbara Streisand. So I wanted to call my show Radio Thrift Shop, sort of in the spirit of finding all kinds of curios and curiosities musically. You just never knew what you were going to hear. When I was a child, I used to be a pretend DJ. I used to play DJ where other kids were out, you know, playing football or whatever. I was playing DJ with turntables and all kinds of equipment. I remember hauling my battery-powered record player up to Cardigan Mountain when I was hiking and camping and playing Mountain Jam by the Allman Brothers, for example, you know, at the campsite, and just cranking it up and hoping that other campers would just love the music. a friend of mine and I, we used to go to Manchester Yankees games in Manchester, New Hampshire. They had a New York Yankees farm team. And we'd sit there with a tape recorder and do play-by-play recording on our tape recorders, pretending that we're big sports announcers. And, you know, ever since then, I've wanted to be a DJ. And then one day, I got my chance back in 1975 at WUNH over in Durham. At the time, I never, you know, they were on, they were playing cool music all the time, but I never heard anybody talking. And so I was curious as all get out as to, you know, what was going on at that radio station? Who was in the studio? How were they choosing the music that they were playing? So I knocked on the door one day, and this guy opens the door, and he'd been way out back, apparently. I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't in the studio. And I said to him, hey, I'd like to be a DJ. Is that possible? You know, could I be a DJ on this radio station? You know, I must have been all of 15 years old. He looked at me and he said, your wish is granted, but you cannot speak on the air. So I dug through the records, and I decided, well, if I can't speak, I'm going to play. And there were no commercials, so I said, okay. So I hunted for the longest tracks on all of the albums I could find, like Tubular Bells, you know, things like that, Grateful Dead jams, Mountain Jam by the Allman Brothers, and I just sat there all afternoon playing one album after another, after another, after another, not saying a word, but loving every minute of it.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it's so. But you'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain. Listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. The words I'd say don't seem to sound as real. Songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio, oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
with sexism and racism, there's an often subtler form of discrimination permeating our society, ageism. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Well, unfortunately, ageism is rampant in our society. We look at older adults and we want to group them all under one umbrella.
Karen Roberto is a university distinguished professor of gerontology at Virginia Tech.
We have these stereotypes and images that older adults are sick or they're all needy. And that becomes very important because there's research that says if I buy into those stereotypes as an older adult, then my quality of life is less than if I am able to deflect those stereotypes and live my life as I know well. I think one of the ways in which we can really fight ageism and gain access to the aging population is through intergenerational relationships. And I'm not talking about having the school kids come in and sing to a group of seniors at the senior center. I'm really talking about the co-working together, whether that be in the garden, in an educational situation, in a musical situation, really within the community. There's a push now for age-friendly communities. And I sort of don't like that term, to be honest with you. And what that means is that so that older people can get around and feel comfortable in the community. Because if they're age-friendly communities, then they're going to be people-friendly communities. And so when we say that we're just doing things for one group, then that begins to stigmatize them. But when we really think about how a community can come together, that's when the generational differences just disappear.
I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
bit like you and me. Nowhere, man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere, man, the world is at your command. He's as blind as he can be. Just sees what he wants to see. Nowhere, man, can you see me at all. Nowhere, man, don't worry. Take your time, don't hurry. Leave it all till somebody else lends you a hand.
Nowhere, man,
doesn't have a point of view. Not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere, man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere, man, the world is at your command. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Oh, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
I remember the seashore where I used to roam. On the shingle at evening, my thoughts all alone. Those flat brown pebbles I'd skim on the waves. And I'd think of the sailor, the ocean he brings. And when will I see you, Tusker, again? How will your black rocks greet me? When will I see you, Tusker, again? You know that leaving ain't easy. Don't you know that leaving ain't easy?
I remember the fisherman alone with his light, keeping his vigil through the dark night. I'd wake in the morning, the waves they bemoan, that only proud Tusker stands there in the foam. And when will I see you, Tusker, again? How will your black rocks greet me? When will I see you, Tusker, again? You know that leaving ain't easy. Don't you know that leaving ain't easy?
I remember the lightship out there in the fog, and the horn bled out like an angry dog. That mist-shrouded form out there on the bay, a ship and its cargo wending its way.
And when will I see you, Tusker, again? How will your black rocks greet me? When will I see you, Tusker, again? You know that leaving ain't easy. Don't you know that leaving ain't easy?
Well, you rise from the sea, stand black, proud and free, as a warning to sailors who pass by thee. But where'er I go, I know that I'll find that when I return, there'll be peace of mind.
And when will I see you, Tusker, again? How will your black rocks greet thee?
When will I see you, Tusker, again? You know that leaving ain't easy. Don't you know that leaving ain't easy? Don't you know?
From a privately released LP, 1976, released in the United Kingdom, that was Kinosphere from their album All Around You. We heard Tusker and cover the Beatles tune Nowhere Man. Before that, another privately released LP from France, a group called Celebration. We heard Vietnam in Africa. We started that set off with Bud Shank and his cover version of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Long Time Gone. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, so stay up late and listen to the late night radio reverberating as we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Like to play a lot of folk rock, psychedelic, indie, jazz, easy listening, and you name it, I'll play it. It's never the same program twice.
In 31st Street Blues, Frank Kaplan and Al Bernard repeatedly urged the train to take them back to 31st Street. So where is the street, and why is it so important? You're on The Soundbeat. In the 20s, Chicago was a major center of musical and cultural development, especially for black entertainers. 31st Street was in the center of the Jazz District on Chicago's South Side. It was known as the Stroll, or Broadway of the Black Belt. At the outset, 31st Street Blues, recorded in 1924, sounds like just another minstrel song.
Son, I done told you about that singing.
Kaplan and Bernard were well known for the grossly caricatured tunes that were so popular at the time. This one seems to reveal respect for the burgeoning scene in Chicago. This episode was written in part by Syracuse University student Alyssa Gabriel, part of the Soundbeat class partnership. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
slightest chance of knowing where the roads of tomorrow are going, where the roads of tomorrow said, where are they going? So I asked myself, what had I done yesterday to help us all move on? The thought that comes to mind is that you didn't bother to leave none of the roads that'll take us to tomorrow. What have they done to our dreams of tomorrow?
The great Mr. Grant Green with a cover of Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? Before that, Rex Foster with Roads of Tomorrow. We started off with Stephen Why Not and Repeat Sweet. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And this is program number 400 of the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you listen in from time to time, you'll be hearing more documentaries about community radio, low-power FM, old-time radio, and shortwave radio. Also, you'll be hearing some more old-time radio programs and lots of full albums from obscurity, from the deep, dark basements of the thrift shop, and, of course, always an ever-changing playlist. So please join me here at WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Episodes are archived online at radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. You can also email me at at WSCS. That's as in We're Sunapee's Classical Station, WSCS at colby-sawyer.edu. Or you can also email me at frederick@christiannewage.com.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
Indie Film Minute is proud to partner with Generation 180, a nonprofit raising awareness about our clean energy choices. Did you know there are more than 1 million solar homes nationwide? Our generation is changing energy. Generation180.org. And now,
welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Walk on Water is an odd film. As with many independently produced features, we wonder at its combination of elements. The film is of Israeli origin. It follows Ael, a genial Mossad assassin who kills without remorse. He ruthlessly assassinates a Palestinian father in front of his young son, thereby perpetuating Middle East hostilities for another generation. Then on arriving home, he finds his wife has committed suicide. She has written in her note, "He kills everyone around him." Still outwardly unfazed and refusing to see the company psychologist, he is steered toward a rogue vendetta against a Nazi perpetrator who escaped after the war and may now be vulnerable to vengeance. Ael befriends the fugitive's grandchildren to learn what he can. The granddaughter now lives in an Israeli kibbutz, and her gay brother is coming for a visit, which provides Ael the opportunity to become his guide. Walk on Water is a perplexing mix that blends into an engrossing journey. It touches on unlikely friendships, generational guilt and responsibility, the cultural relationship between Israel and Germany, Israeli-Palestinian relations, same-sex attraction and prejudice, and all with music as cool as it can possibly get. Only in an indie. Indie Film Minute. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Just received a line from Brother John today. He opened with the words, "You are a coward." He told me of the fact that Mother passed away. Her heart had drowned amidst the crying. Another storefront out, the IRA no doubt. Why don't the British go away? Let's stop the blood today, find a better way, and let a man pray as he'll pray. But they think I'm here just living the life of Riley. And I'll tip me hat to the ladies passing by. Then I'll buy another round for glasses that are empty. And sport that fancy diamond stick pin in me tie. La 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 la. Lie, lie, lie. I've wept the bloody tears, and it's not been that long. It's Ireland in me heart, I'm not afraid. And though I've not been around, I know that I'm not wrong. My faith is right, I know, for I've prayed. If men will meet their dreams with violence out of scenes, and till the troubled earth with sweet song, I'd stop the blood today. In a grave my last has laid, and broke my heart, I knew I couldn't stay. But they think I'm here just living the life for Riley, and I'll tip my hat to the ladies passing by, then buy another round for glasses that are empty, and sport that fancy diamond stick pill in me tie. La 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 la. Thank you.
All right, that was Gabor Szabo with Gypsy Jam from 1966. And before that, New Hampshire's own Eddie Mattheau, wonderful musician who is sadly not very well known. He played with John Lennon back in the day. We heard Living the Right Life of Riley from his No Molding LP. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, playing music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Community. Pronunciation, Fred. Community. Thank you.